Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. This is Jen. Oh, that's funny. The girl I just talked to is Emily as well. I was just talking to Marumba Down Vet, and they mentioned that you guys might be able to help with a chicken.
I'm fully booked this afternoon. I've already got an emergency coming in today. I can help you out tomorrow, but it just depends on what's going on with her.
Yeah, I guess it depends on if she survives it. I'm kind of wondering if it's tapeworm.
Okay.
She's like wheezing and stretching her neck out, and it just, like, she was fine yesterday. Like,
yeah.
Just like everybody else, dog running with the pack. And today, tails down, necks up, breathing funny, almost like she has something lodged in her throat. But I looked in her mouth, and there isn't anything in there. I have been able to give her water through a pipette dropper thing, and
yeah.
She's happy to take that, but she's not eating.
Yeah, okay. Even if they've got severe reproductive issues, like the pressure of that can cause respiratory issues as well, but the neck stretching is a bit of a concern. There is another vet that you could try.
Sorry?
There is another vet that you could try. Whereabouts are you?
Burpengary East.
Okay. There is one at Chermside. It's Unusual Pet Vets at Chermside.
Okay.
Or there is another Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum. I know it's a bit of a drive, but they're very good there as well. They might be able to help you out.
The other question is, what sort of cost are we talking about for an appointment?
Through us, our consultation's $170, and then
okay.
It just depends on medications or treatments.
Okay. Oh, this poor little thing.
Yeah.
Totally understandable. I just, we have a very tight budget at the moment.
Yeah, I completely understand.
I hate making decisions like this, though, you know, because this poor little girl is not feeling good. So,
yeah.
Okay. So the whole egg-bound thing, that wouldn't be associated with, like, a neck-stretching sort of situation, would it?
Like, it could be. It just depends, really, like, because if... Like, sometimes even if she's got, like, a slow crop or something like that, but, like, the egg-bound could definitely be causing it as well.
Yeah, her crop is completely empty. And
okay, yeah.
I occasionally toss the girls a few oats, like, not like, as a food supplement, but just as, like, a thing to pick off the ground kind of thing. And
yeah.
I threw some this morning, and she ran. She was really still, and then she tried to run to it. She got there, but then when she tried to pick the oats up, she couldn't really swallow it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm wondering if it is
something
stuck in there or something. It would have to be pretty far down. I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you have 170 plus whatever the treatments are.
But I wouldn't be able to get you in till tomorrow, and you know, it sounds like she definitely needs to get seen to today. So try those other clinics.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Emily. I really appreciate it.
That's okay. No worries.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. All good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.